Next thing that happens is someone buys from us, we offer them an upsell sequence. And so what that is basically immediately after the purchase. What most people do is they say, thanks so much, that was great, I enjoyed you buying my product. What we do is instead of sending people to a thank you page, we pop up an additional offer that's related to the product that they just bought. And you will see, on average, an immediate 15 to 30% increase in front-end revenue. Day one, adding a relevant upsell. Now, you got to do the upsell sequence well, but if you do it, you'll see a big increase in immediate revenue. So I know Buck Risby is just chomping at the bit to get this going, emailing us daily. Is Buck in the room? No? All right, he's not here. So you guys want to know what the most important number in e-commerce is? Anyone want to guess? Lifetime customer value. Well done. So what that is simply is how much money you're going to make from someone over their lifetime as as a customer. How much money you make from one customer over the lifetime of repeat purchases on average. So if you can make more money from each customer, you can spend more money to acquire each customer, and then the more you spend, the more you can acquire, and the bigger you get. Pretty straightforward, right? That's where post-purchase dynamic offers and stuff come in like that. Can you guess what the second most important number in e-commerce is? Anyone? Close. If you ask most people, they'd tell you it was your conversion rate or your acquisition cost. Average order value. And it's important. Conversion rate's important. Acquisition cost is important. But it's not as important as average order value. The more that the higher the average order value, the more you can spend to acquire a customer on the front end. So if you can figure out how to make $75 instead of $50 for every initial customer, you've got an extra $12 in profit or something like that you can spend. So it's very important to optimize the cart value. Now, I was recently able to increase my average order value by $12.50 using the one-click upsell, which is a lot of money for every single order that comes in. So check this out. Before, we were doing $58 an order on this store. So Be Friendly will do about $1.3 million this year. Not as big as Boom. And $1 million will come from Amazon. So the Shopify site only does about $300,000 a year. We just haven't put a lot of attention on it. Recently, we've been sort of putting a little bit more attention on it. So we get about 10 orders a day. This is a two-week period. So we added the one-click upsell sequence in there, and we immediately jumped in the next two-week period to $70. So $12 up. And some days we were as high as $80. Do about 10 transactions a day on that store. So what was interesting was that even though we had less visitors because we didn't have as much traffic running, we still made more money. We had less transactions, but our average order value jumped by 20%. So check this out. We do 10 orders a day. An extra $12, $12.50 is $125 a day extra that we're making. So over the course of the year, that's $45,000 extra from just nothing but adding an upsell sequence. So normally, at $58, we'd do about $211,000. Now, that store is going to do $260,000 at that same run rate, which it's at. So, like, essentially, that's, $30,000 in profit extra. Because all I have to do is pay cost of goods sold. There's no additional marketing cost for that. So that's kind of cool. And in the last 4 months, the app that we created that does this for Shopify stores processed 22,000 orders, about $800,000 in revenue, across 412 different stores. And we learned a couple things about how to do upsells even better. So what is the best thing to offer as a one-click upsell? What is like the most important thing? What's going to work the best? Blew my mind. I could not believe that more of what they just bought was what you should sell them. I did not expect that. So bundles work really well. We do this thing where it's like, hey, you just bought one, get three more for the price of two. That works really well. These are what the offer pages inside of our one-click upsell app looks like. All right, so what's the best price point to make an upsell offer? Well, the average price point across all of those orders, those 22,000 orders, was $20. However, I will say that the initial offer dictates the upsell. So, for example, we have an offer right now that has a $500 upsell on it. works amazing. We got another offer that's got a $25 upsell, works amazing. So whatever you're selling will dictate what your upsell offer should be. And what I like to do is offer at least a 25% discount on that one-click upsell. So basically the way this works is they buy something from you, and then with one click, they can add more to their order. They don't have to, you know, enter any information in to do that. So you're incentivizing them to do so by giving them a discount. So obviously, the bigger the discount, the better your offer will do. If you can offer a 30%, a 40% discount on whatever it is you're upselling, it'll do even better. And the app that we're using for this is an app that we built with Zipify Apps called One Click Upsell. It does these little things where it builds these trees. It's got all kinds of fancy stuff in there. It's awesome. Another common way to increase your average order value is with cross-selling. Now, people get confused about cross-selling and upselling. My viewpoint is that a cross-sell happens pre-purchase and an upsell happens post-purchase. So cross-selling is the art of offering additional products before the purchase has happened. A lot of people do this wrong, and like someone's going into the shopping cart and they're like, wait! It's like, dude, just let them go into the shopping cart. Don't interrupt them. So I don't like that. That's why I like to do it pre-purchase or on the actual offer page, as you'll see right here. That's actually a picture of me. Yeah, I didn't have a beard. I was rocking the Elvis wig. So this is one of our first e-commerce stores. Notice the conversion testing we'd done. Oh, damn. So we had this thing that was like, add a wig cap for a better fit, and you click this button, and you could just add that to your order. You could just select it, and it would add $4 onto the price of the order. And we did. We made a lot of money on that cross-sell. So it's sort of inflating the average order value by having a cross-sell on the offer page. One of the ways that we're doing this right now, remember yesterday I showed you this block in Zipify Pages? Well, that block in Zipify Pages came from a sales page we're running right now where we're doing what I call a bump cross-sell, where we're offering the ability to buy one, two, or three of the same product. And we only get about 30% of the people who come to this offer page taking two or three jars, but it increases the average order value considerably because 3 out of 10 people are ordering $60 or $75 instead of $25. So the clear winner for one-click upsells is obviously one-click upsell by Zipify. There's some other great apps out there like bundle apps, discounting apps, shipping and inventory apps, customizing apps, niche-specific apps. There's all kinds of stuff. And what you want to do is check out the app store that's related to your shopping cart. Every cart out there has an app store.